every day. With every word whispered, we get more far away. The distance between us makes it so hard to stay. But nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way.
Well, this is highly unorthodox. Usually you hear my buddy George Clark leading off each of the segments here on the Power Pod, but thankfully George Clark is with me. I am Jared Yamamoto. George Clark, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There's Georgie over there. Randy O is with us as well.
Greetings and salutations.
Look at that, rocking the pink headphones as she always does. Looking happy as ever. Over there, rocking a nice Falcons jacket.
Retro.
Technically, I know, usually you hear us in the morning. It's technically evening now while we're taping this. You feeling good in the Falcons jacket over there, Tina?
I feel warm. It's cold in the studio.
It is a little chilly. And Mike B over there, look at that, being joyous, joyous as ever.
You gotta be. It's too much going on.
There is too much going on, which one of the things that we wanted to come on here and address is that the last episode of the Power Pod that you just heard, whether it was via radio on WGAU or whether you heard it as a podcast, will be our last episode of the Power Pod. That does not mean that this gang is breaking up. That means that this gang, we're just beginning. So, Randy O, I wanted to, vent out some of the best, not vent out, but just, reflect on some of the best moments, things that you'll miss about the show. And then we can talk about the future. Tina, the same thing goes to you. Mike B, same to you. George Clark, the same to you. I mean, it's a new thing to me. I know we've been doing this show for 5 years as a podcast, 4 years on air on WGAU, and it's been a wonderful run. We've loved every part of it, and we appreciate Cox Media for putting it on for us for all these years, and it was a mutual decision for us to go this direction, and there have been some amazing memories that I know each of us can reflect on, and just the growth as a team. And we'll get a chance. Nicole wasn't able to be live with us for this, but she did leave us an audio soundbite that we'll get a chance to hear from her in just a little bit. And we'll get a chance to hear what she has to say. But Randy, I just want you to reflect, and how are you taking the news, knowing that the last episode we did was our last episode of Power Pod?
Well, it feels like a bittersweet, even though what's that song? How the song goes? I'll be around. Yeah. So, we'll be around. But, one of the things I'm going to, I know miss is our carathon, coming in and, being a part of that and having a chance to actually talk to some of our listeners live, because we don't get that opportunity often. So I'm going to miss those. And then our audience, we've been so connected with them. They've been with us from the very startup, and it's gonna be good. And remember, we go live sometimes, and they're joining in and giving us jokes and stuff. So you're gonna miss that. So, but it's okay. They're gonna still be able to reach out to us.
Yes, I couldn't agree more, Randy O. I think we have a very unique connection with each of our listeners, and from every social media post, DM interaction on Facebook when we're live, all of those mean so much to me, and I know so much to all of you here with me tonight. I think I'm going to miss just the fun times we've had. We've grown so much as a team, and just so many laughs, so many, real conversations. That's what I will definitely look back on, is just realness amongst us.
Where the hell y'all go? The people ain't going nowhere. Y'all so professional and stuff. Randy's so professional since she started working for the FBI.
That's true.
Nice now. But the people not going anywhere. You got something for them, they gonna follow. Bittersweet. Can we say? I guess
absolutely. It's bittersweet. It's been a super fun run. We've really enjoyed all of our time on WGAU, and a cool opportunity has presented itself. And we decided that it was a mutual decision. That's at least the correct way of saying it here. It was a mutual decision to go this direction, and we can't divulge too much about what the next chapter is going to look like. But there will be a next chapter. So if you're a fan of Randio, Tina, Nicole, Mike B, or George Clark, there will be a next move, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. And Mike B, I didn't mean to filibuster your time. You were over here talking about the next step, man.
Yeah, I just, you know, I believe in growth. And like you said, the fun memories. But I thought, here you had, like, we don't talk, girl.
We do talk.
We got a whole group text every other day. We talking we trash and pictures and everything. I'd had a baby on radio.
That is the truth. Yes, yes, he has. He's had.
But I mean, you know, you can't miss on the you can't miss out on growth. And I'm excited for it.
It's a cool opportunity that's certainly coming our way. And you know, it's going to take some bravery, and it's going to take you know, we're gonna be in a couple of uncomfortable circumstances, I'm sure, along the way. There might be some bumps on the road as we get there, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Come on the ship.
And again, I just want to reiterate for a third time that we appreciate all the opportunity that 98.7 FM and AM 1340 WGAU offered us over the past 4 years. And then for this podcast, you know, the idea of this will live on. Started off as a bunch of sticky notes on my desk. I remember Randio used to sit next to me at the time. She was doing digital news for Cox Media Group at the time, and she was like, "What the hell are you writing over there?" And I'm like, I've got some ideas on what this show's gonna be. And when you listen to the first podcast versions of this show, it's incredible to hear how different we sound compared to where we are now and where we were 2 years ago. It's just it's a cool little time capsule. And if you haven't had the opportunity to listen to some of the other episodes, this is a good chance to, because when we come back, it will be something very different. And we appreciate, again, everybody for being there every step of the way with us. And it's just been fun. I know we'll get a chance to hear from Nicole here in a minute. But George Clark, my goodness, talk about somebody that's had tremendous growth as a personality. Not
thank you for saying that, Jared. And Athens will hold a special place in my heart, as you know, it's kind of establishing my broadcast career there. Be a shame that we're going away from you, but you can follow us on our journey as we go on to new and better and brighter things. This is a full-on celebration. What we're doing next is going to be even better than what we did here, and you're going to join us there as well. So we're looking forward to you doing that. The favorite things, fighting through COVID, keeping the thing going, keeping it alive.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we just became a radio show when COVID hit. That was, again, 2020. Yeah, and that was, March of 2020 was when COVID hit. We became a radio show in February of 2020. And, I mean, it was, like, so hard to send audio files even. It was like the audio files were infected with COVID. It was like, oh, like, do we upload this? I mean, it was a wild time. I mean, thinking back to those years and the fact that we persevered. I mean, every year of this show, especially the podcast version, it has grown in the number of amazing folks like you guys out there that listen to the show, that consume it every week. And I know there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be upset and they're going to be mad. And, you know, we're here to
stay tuned.
Yeah, we're here. We're here to let you know that this is not the end. And there's something really, really cool coming. We just can't reveal too many details about that, because of contractual obligations, of course. And we are all available on our socials, too. Like that's the one great thing that Randio has taught me, is that, you know, like, I think back to how I was 5 years ago with social media. Like, I was kind of a Luddite. I was kind of an idiot. Not an idiot, but I wasn't as good. But now, you know, I use my accounts a lot more. I'm a lot more interactive with you fine folks out there. And I have to give Randio a lot of credit. She taught me how to do that. Many years ago, and I might be better than her now.
Oh, not too much, sir. Thank you so much.
He's an influencer.
Yeah, that's right. We're both in the micro-influencer category. Well, we love each and every one of you guys out there. We'll let Nicole speak here for a second. Go ahead, Nicole. Well, well, well. It's about time that our buddy Nicole Bennett decided to grace us with her presence. You know, when we initially taped this, she was off in Germany just gallivanting around, and I said, Nicole, why don't you, call in so that way you can at least give your perspective now? And she's like, no, I'm enjoying a bratwurst and I'm enjoying a pretzel. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying Germany far too much. But now, thankfully, you have graced us with your presence, and I feel honored that I am being graced with your presence. Welcome, Nicole.
Jared, thank you. You should be honored. No, I'm just kidding. No, I had a great time. I couldn't even check my work email when I was in Germany. That's the God's honest truth. So I'm happy to be back, and I really was off the grid, like they say, you know.
It's so, kind of nice, right? For some reason, the work emails, when you go abroad, even to Mexico, the work email didn't work there. And I was like, okay, that's a little strange. But, you know, I guess you don't want me connected. I'm not going to complain. But the reason why I wanted to make sure that I got you on fully here, you know, you were, I tease Nicole all the time. She was like, I'll just leave an open mic. And I'm like, Nicole, this is an important thing here, because this show has been, you know, a part of your life for basically the last 5 years now. And, you know, for us to not be doing this now on a weekly basis has got to be kind of mind-boggling, right? I mean, I know you've had a couple of weeks to process since we did our final show, but I mean, how are you feeling right now?
I agree with you. You know, of course you enjoy having free time in any setting, circumstance, but I remember the first, you know, week that we had off, I kind of felt anxious and antsy, like I should be preparing for a show, right? You know, I mean, it's like you didn't really know what to do with your hands. So, no, I totally agree with you. I missed it. That's the thing that's been the beauty, I think, of the PowerPod. And one of the things that's been the beauty of it is our chemistry as a group. We're all friends, too. We really are. I know you hear a lot of show casts say that and you think, oh, I'm sure, whatever. We really are. And we all talk outside of the show and get along really well. So that's been weird, too, is you feel like you're not seeing your friends, you know? So yeah, I agree.
So one of the things, though, about Nicole, though, is that she'll come up and visit us in Atlanta, and then, you know, she makes it a point to just see you just for a second. Okay, all right, I'm done. I'm going home. Going back to Savannah. Or
like a turtle.
Or we'll drive down to Savannah. Oh, I think we lost her there for a second.
Cool. You
froze up there for a second there, Nicole. But it's funny. It's like when we go down to Savannah or something like that, it's like, oh yeah, we're gonna be in town. Nicole all of a sudden, I don't know if I can open the door or not. I don't know if you can come over or not. So Nicole, though, and I know I tease her sometimes, and I think in the moment you certainly can be very warm and welcoming to all of the Power Potters. Wouldn't you say there, Nicole?
Thank you, Jerry. I'm an introvert. I'm like a turtle, you know. I come out for a little and socialize, and then I got to go back in my shell and reset and recharge. That's how I describe myself.
That is a fair thing to do. We know we love our extroverts and our introvert fans of the Power Pod. I wanted to ask you, so again, for the last 5 years we've been doing this, started off as a podcast and it became a radio show. We even went syndicated a couple of times too, which is really, really special. How do you think you grew as a radio personality during those years?
Oh my gosh. Where do I start? I would say one of the first things that comes to mind is something you and I worked on a lot in every show we did, is pick a side, have a voice. It's okay if what you say and how you feel about something doesn't necessarily land with another, you know, it's okay. Don't be afraid to have a voice and come out strong on a side when we're talking about certain stories. You know, some are a little more objective. So I think I've grown, I hope, tremendously in that way, and being a little more comfortable saying, I disagree and I don't feel that way.
If you listen back to some of the previous Power Pods, Nicole came from a news background. She handles a lot of the digital for several of our radio stations and still does that now to this day. I have her on my Saturday show in Atlanta as well, too, quite frequently. And I think, you know, that's the news bug in you, that you're fighting the news bug.
Yes.
Compared to the personality side. And I think over time, you certainly have, you know, been more vocal about things you're passionate about. Because I could tell that even in the very beginning, when you'd be delivering a news story, that you had an opinion. You're like, well, I'm the news person. I can't give an opinion on it. But certainly over time, that's a great thing that you brought up there. You have grown and you have really shown that you have an opinion about things and you're willing to express them.
I agree. And I think that's part of why I wanted to be a part of the Power Pod from the start, is to gain experience in that part of news, more the news talk side, where you can actually give your commentary and not just, well, this is what happened. And also not be afraid to, you know, piss off a few people along the way every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, I tend to, again, like I said, turtle, introverted, not want to necessarily get, you know, anyone upset on either side of the issue. So now I don't care at all, Jared.
Yeah,
and well, I might have no friends in the end because of it. But you know what?
Well, you can't do talk radio. And in fact, honestly, for anybody that does politically based, I mean, I know the PowerPod is not a political show, but oftentimes where people would be the most fired up with any of us on the show, whether it's Randy, whether it's George Clark, whether it's Tina, you name it, it was because of a political stance that we took. Sometimes the sports stuff will get people really pissed off too, but sports is fine. Like, you know, in my opinion, if somebody gets mad at me for picking the Atlanta Falcons, shoot me. You know, like, I'm sorry that I picked the Atlanta Falcons. I grew up in Atlanta. I love the Falcons. But the politics, you know, like, it is new when people start going after you and they're like, you know what, your take is idiotic, or you get other people on the other side that really, really follow into you, and they're like, wow, like, I love your perspective and I want to hear more of it. And then you feel kind of the pressure of that as well, too. So that's an interesting thing that you bring up there, Nicole. And I'm glad that you felt like you grew, and I'm glad that you felt like you were, again, more comfortable to be the true Nicole Bennett, because I do believe that there is the news Nicole, but then there is the true Nicole. And the PowerPod broke apart the news and the true Nicole, and I like that. I'm happy that this show did that. I know that for the others, they spoke about this before, but when you have farewell shows, oftentimes people think about it as kind of like the end of something, and it's negative, right? But I think the future's bright. I think everybody on this show, I know that we've got some cool projects coming down the pipeline. Again, I'll mention I have you on Nightcap quite frequently, and you do a great job on my show as well, too. But what do you think about the future for you, you know, in radio? I mean, what do you think?
And that's something that I will take with me for sure in other projects and whatever it is that's ahead for me. And something I was going to say, too, feeling like what I have to say is also important, and realizing that there is an audience out there, as weird as I can be sometimes and quirky, and I love true crime and the royal family. I'm a weirdo and I hate Taylor Swift, you know, but people accepted me for it still, and they listened and they loved it. And it just gave me that confidence to kind of go forth and carry that into whatever it is I do going forward. Like you said, more with the Nightcap. I know we all have exciting projects ahead of us, and knowing that, like you said, this is not goodbye to each other, because I couldn't do that. We're all friends again. I can't emphasize that enough. And it's not goodbye to the people that loved the PowerPod, because we'll have more for you coming individually from each of us, and joint projects, and there's only things to be excited about. This is not the end.
Yeah, I mean, Nicole, I need to push this more often. I know that for a lot of folks that are really bummed about PowerPod leaving, which, by the way, the responses, the open mics that we're getting on the WSB radio app have been hilarious, quite frankly, because it's a WGAU radio show, but people leave open mics on the WSB radio app. I'm getting DMs about it. They're like, what's happened? What's going on? And it's just, it's great to see the support for the show. And when I say that there is something really cool coming down the pipe, there really is, I promise. But make sure in the meantime that you're checking out the projects done by some of the fellow Power Potters. Randy O, Mike B have got Black Educated and Broke. It's a great podcast that you can definitely listen to. Nicole Bennett, I know that you are, you know, really able to focus a lot on your podcast, Beyond Criminal Headlines, which is a true crime podcast that you really make it a point to talk to voices, not necessarily in the state of Georgia, but you do a really good job of picking the crime cases that you're interested in, and you break it up. Because that's one thing that I wish, if I'm looking back and where I kick myself a little bit as a host, is I always try my best to make sure that I put each of you, or I in the past tried my best to put each of you in the best position to succeed. And with true crime stories, that's really your passion. I wish that I had done more of that during the PowerPod, where I could find...
It's hard. With true crime, they develop so fast, you know? And
Yeah. Sometimes
you can't necessarily tell where a case is headed within the next hour, let alone the next day, you know? So, no, it's tough. And that's, I was going to say really quick as I take a moment, is I want to thank each and every one of the people on the PowerPod for so many things, and especially Jared, for all that you've done as our leader, and this was your brainchild, and I just can't thank you enough for the opportunity.
Well,
so,
of course, and again,
don't kick yourself for anything is what I'm trying
to say. Cool things are coming. I can assure you that. You know, it's I always teased on PowerPod that I did a bazillion different radio projects, so it's not like people can't find me out there. It's not like people can't find you with Beyond Criminal Headlines,
right?
And the stuff that I'm teasing that I can't say. So there's not like there's things not coming down that are going to be awesome coming down the pipe. Thanks again for doing this recording with me here. I know it's in post, and we'll jump in at probably a weird time in the middle of the other farewell with everybody else, but I appreciate you taking the time to say this to everybody. The listeners of PowerPod are wonderful. I can't say it enough. Be sure to follow everybody on the different ventures and follow us individually, because there's going to be some cool stuff coming. We just can't unveil it yet. All right. Yeah. See, of course, we couldn't. Nicole, you know, her narcissism. She always had to make sure that she gets involved, whether or not she can come and hang out every single evening or more Sunday morning when we're usually doing the show. It's always a good time. Wanted to give everybody a chance to give a couple more, like words of wisdom, parting words to our great folks over here. Again, follow us individually on our different social media accounts. We're still going to be there. We also have our different projects as well. Randio and Mike B will be continuing Black Educated and Broke. You can obviously listen to that wherever you get your podcasts. I will be continuing to do the Nightcap on WSB in the meantime. That's 11 to midnight every Saturday night, available as a podcast as well, too. Tina and George, when's the podcast coming, guys?
What's going on? Shortly.
Yeah, we're working on it, so workshopping it.
Conspiracy tea.
Yes!
I wrote it.
Okay, write that down.
Wow.
I love it. That's going to freaking work
that's
there.
That's good.
Yeah, I did that. I told you, shift happens.
Shift happens.
I love that. I love that there might be. So go ahead, Randy. What are your parting words for our great folks? Again, we can't thank them enough. I wish we could come on here and seriously thank each and every one of you in the Athens area or the podcasters worldwide. But, you know, you can't do that. I'm giving you a virtual hug right now. So go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you guys for just allowing us to, you know, we started our foundation with you guys. You know, you provided us our first home. And, you know, there's a lot of nostalgia and memories and appreciation there. And, you know, it's like we really became a part of the community. You guys just brought us in and allow us to be on your airwaves every Sunday. And so I think this is, you know, I just want you guys to know, like, will forever have a special place in our heart. Like, you were our first. You're never going to forget your first.
I still get DMs from Andy's Ice Cream trying to bring ice cream to the WGAU studios every week, which is awesome. That's such a cool thing. I get emails from local Athens outlets that are like, hey, like, you know, we'd be interested in talking about this. And unfortunately, you know, 90% of them I end up saying no, but there have been plenty of guests that we have greenlit and said yes to. And we, you know, appreciate all of them for coming and hanging out here on the PowerPod. Tina, what are your last words?
Oh, man. Well, I just love you guys. I have so much love in my heart for you guys and the listeners. And hey, the only way is up. Come on. Let's go.
That's it. I talked to y'all. I ain't studying y'all. To the listeners, grow with me. That's all.
Yes.
Love
grow
it.
With us.
Love it.
That's it.
Good
yes.
words.
Thank you very much, Athens. Thank you, WGAU. We love you all. Please follow us to where we go next.
That's right. We'll keep our PowerPod socials up for now, so that way you can follow us at PowerPodWSB on Instagram and the PowerPod on Facebook. Of course, I am at Jared Yamamoto on all the different social media platforms except TikTok. I am Jared Yamamoto 5 there. Who the hell got the other 4 beforehand? I don't know.
Yikes.
I am Jared Yamamoto 5 on TikTok. So if you haven't followed me there, be sure to follow me there. Be sure to follow me on any of those platforms. Randy, I'm going to give your handles out there.
Yes, you can follow me on the gram, Instagram, at the real Randy O, and that's Randy with an I because I'm not a guy.
Yes, you can follow me on my socials. It's pretty much the same across the board. See Tina Moto on all platforms.
Mike B's got like 6 of them, so you gotta watch out.
Yikes.
Which account do you want the fine folks to be following?
I want the fine people to follow Mike B_news on X. So you can see more than just the radio personality.
Oh.
of Mike B. It's a lot more than the Mike Boozer WSB page.
Okay,
follow
all right.
Mike B underscore news on X. You're going to get it all.
You're giving
a lot of words.
You're giving the PowerPod podcasters the exclusive details with what's going on.
Come on this ship. It's a lot.
From Mike B. Now, George, I know that you're a little different about social media. You don't have to share yours if you don't want to.
Follow us on PowerPod at WSB. Or at PowerPod WSB on Instagram.
That's right. George, he likes to view on his social. So he doesn't like to divulge exactly who he is, which is perfectly fine, by the way.
That's fine.
Perfectly a great thing.
Respect that.
Well, guys, again, I just wanted to make sure that we all get a chance to speak directly to the audience. You know, it has nothing to do with how the show's performance was or anything like that. This was a choice that was mutually made between us and CMG. We're very, very happy. There are cool things coming. Believe me, Randio can't get away from me. Tina can't get away from me. Mike B, Nicole can't get away. George Clark definitely can't get away. He's involved, obviously, with all the stuff that I'm doing.
I walk out left and
right. We're all still tied together, and we've got some cool news coming very, very soon, so stay tuned. But until then, we've got a bunch of other PowerPods that are available right now in this podcast feed, and we appreciate all of you for making it so special. Thank you.